from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Some of you got upset that we got a W. Some of you, you know, I'm really mad that we didn't get the L. So, God bless y'all. You have to wait again until next week.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is Coach Prime. That's Deion Sanders, the head coach of Colorado, who feels that there are people against him and the haters want him to lose, but they won.
Oh, please.
So stay tuned, because you have to wait another week.
I really like Deion Sanders as a player.
What a great player.
I love Deion Sanders as a player. I love the swagger, how he played, all the things.
Great player.
As an announcer, as an analyst, I really liked him on NFL Network. I really thought he was one of these guys that just had that magnetic personality, tons of charisma, oozed confidence, and I thought he was smart about the game. But this stuff about the persecuted Colorado football program, please.
I covered him one time when he was with the Cowboys, went into the locker room, had to do a story. He had done something spectacular in the game, and he walked out in this. He was wearing green underwear with dollar signs, like gold dollar signs all over it. And it was just so neon Deion. And he like held court, and you couldn't help but just marvel at the man's underwear, and it was just extraordinary. But it's kind of getting tired.
It's tired because nobody's rooting against Colorado.
Who doesn't like Coach Prime?
I think it was a great story last year when they opened the way they did, and then they fizzled out, and they were the most overcovered team, the most popular, publicized 4-8 team in America. And Deion Sanders this year was almost outcoached last night.
Yeah.
Because if North Dakota State would have held on in that setting, in those circumstances, it would have been because they were better prepared than Colorado, because Colorado had the advantage in every athletic mismatch or matchup.
They got two like world-class players, one of whom's his son, who will be a very highly selected
Shadir Sanders, the quarterback.
Shadir is,
I don't know how
really
polished he is, but he does look like a guy who could get better.
He looks like a guy who's got a lot of talent.
His Deion's other son, I think, plays defense, right? He's a defensive back.
Yeah, Shiloh. He's a linebacker.
Shiloh at one point looked a little shy of contact. He reminded me of his father there. He was running away from the guy with the angle.
Defense is so bad.
I'm just saying, Alex, you're right. Did you see that? The touchdown run by the North Dakota State quarterback. He was scrambling going, and Shiloh Sanders was running away from the angle. You know, that's not how you make a play. Sorry, we get a little off kilter here.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth any of the Sanders people.
Travis Hunter is the most
great player.
Talented player. He's the best player in college football right now.
He's an alien. He's a freak. He's a mutant.
He's not any of those things.
Again, that is so mean to me. I know he's trying to compliment
him. Don't.
He's saying he's like otherworldly.
Do we know who that is?
That would be Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffaloes.
All right, thank you. You know everything about college football, Alex Goode.
Was Mark Johnson a former
hockey player? Does this guy know everything about college football?
Wasn't he on the
80 USA team, right?
Yeah, he was on the Olympic team.
And now he's doing play-by-play. Amazing. Well,
maybe so.
Not different.
Heck of a voice.
Different guy.
And a heck of a hockey player.
What's Mike Urizioni up to these days? I don't know. All right, back to Colorado. Colorado. So that was a very entertaining game. I watched a lot of it. I watched all of it, actually.
Did you really?
I was into it. Once I got home from football night in Chicago, I was kind of drawn to that college football game. I wanted to watch a little bit of Illinois, but it was such a blowout, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
They beat Eastern Illinois, 41-0, I believe, 45-0.
Brett Alex Bielma will tell me. Survives for another week.
It was 45-0.
45-0. Thanks, Alex.
In David's world.
Brett Bielema needs about five more of those victories, okay?
Oh my, he's so mean to him.
He needs to be either 500 or better, Molly.
Okay, you and can I give have him no problem
you
with
You can give
that.
Him the pass, and he could be sitting right here.
How am I giving? He's a when, lovely man.
When he's sitting right there, the next time he is, Molly, I will tell him, you went into the 2024 season, and you know he would agree you need to win more than you lose.
I agree with you. I hope he comes back in the studio. I like when he's sitting right there. I like the guy. I think he's a good coach, and I think they have gone through some different issues at Illinois. I don't think it's the easiest place to win. I like kind of the way he's putting it together. I think he's got a good sense of what that team needs. I just wonder if, you know, the Big Ten, I'm very curious about the Monster League. Whatever the Big Ten has become, the 18-team Big Ten is pure madness to me. And, you asked me, who's going to win the Big Ten? I did not hesitate because it is Ohio State.
Well, you are, though, Mr. Buckeye.
I like the Buckeyes. I always have.
You are Mr. Archie Griffin.
That's true.
You are the Buckeye
man. When I was a kid.
Yeah, I know.
We had the same uniforms. Tommy Moore football had the same uniforms as Ohio State, and that's all it took. My old man went to a Notre Dame game, and he came back with a banner that said Ohio State, that all the Notre Dame ones had
You're not 8 years
out.
Old, though. Who's the best team in the Big Ten?
I will always be 8 years old. But I think they're the best team in the Big Ten.
I think Oregon's the best team in the Big Ten.
And I think that a lot of people believe that, including whoever dropped the giant duck in Indianapolis.
In the White River. Yeah. So I think also Penn State might be better than Ohio State. Maybe.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know. I think I'm just being mean there. Yeah. Okay. Ohio State's the second best team.
Ohio State's going to be good. They're going to be really good. And they're going to be in the mix, and they're going to be in the playoff.
Penn State, though, third best team in the Big Ten this year? What's Alex?
Probably.
Yeah. I
feel like everybody each year is ready to jump on the Penn State train. Like, they have a good non-conference game. I think it was a couple years ago, they went to Auburn and just pummeled them. They have two really good running backs, and Drew Aller could be a first round pick, their quarterback.
Yeah.
But they can never beat Ohio State or Michigan.
Not to pick on you, Alex. So how many quarterbacks fit into that category right now?
Could be a first round pick
if they have a good season,
yeah.
Right?
Penn State kid, seven or eight.
I would say there's probably seven, eight, maybe ten. Guys who think that they have first-round potential or talent.
Yeah.
And that's going to be fun to watch. Oregon's got one of them. And that's why I think that they may be in the mix. They're going to be a team that's going to be tough to beat. Let's face it. In the Big Ten, you could finish ninth or tenth and still feel like you've maxed out. You had a decent season.
You know what's weird is because there are no longer any divisions or anything, If you're Northwestern or Wisconsin, or if you're in that portion of the group, no advantage anymore, right? All of that is gone, and now it's kind of wide open. And I think Michigan graduated a team into the NFL, a team. They had more players taken. I don't know how you recover from losing that many
players.
They've
got one starter back on offense.
It's insane.
And they have a killer schedule.
Yes, they do.
They better be ready and prepared for a letdown in Ann Arbor, because I like Michigan's program, and I think a lot of that was because Harbaugh was there, but I also have always respected it. My head coach at Ball State was a Michigan assistant under Bo Schembechler. I've always loved the program, but they are now in for a world of hurt this year.
Yeah, you feel that way.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, so Oregon, we know, is really good. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about these other kind of, I'm going to call them West Coast teams? Washington's not the West Coast, but Washington has lost a ton.
Lost a lot, including their head coach and staff.
Who have gone to Alabama. USC. What's going on with USC? Can they get better without Caleb Williams? I don't think so.
They're the biggest question mark in the Big Ten for me.
Me too.
Because they can't play any defense.
They can't play a lick of defense. The guy's a great offensive coach. What now?
I think what now is that they're playing in a league that doesn't really have a definitive style. So a lot of times when that's the case, you can't really, even in the Big Ten, the big rugged Big Ten, they don't really rough people up in the way that they used to. The 3 yards in a cloud of dust, the physical, you know, bruising divisions or league, it's a myth anymore. So I think USC will actually fit better in this conference than you think. I think they might be better. To me, the four new additions, if I were to rank their impact, Oregon, yeah, obviously.
Right.
USC next, Washington, and then UCLA. I think UCLA is going to be probably lower of the pack. UCLA's got a lot of Minnesota in it, right? They might surprise you on any given day, but they also are going to probably be more likely to disappoint you. Well, they're not rowing the boat.
Oh, I thought you said that.
See what happened to Minnesota last night? They lost, and I think they missed a last-second field goal.
Yeah, they missed a last-second field goal, and then the fireworks went off at the stadium as if they won. That's the only problem was they lost.
That's a sad
moment. That's not funny, but it is kind of funny.
But that is, what do you mean funny. That's not funny?
It was kind of funny.
It's not funny if you're a Gopher fan, you're a Golden Gopher fan, or if you're a PJ Flex relative or somebody like that.
You know, Alex, obviously Iowa, I know that you love Iowa and you're a Caitlin Clark fan. How are you going to win on defense and punting if the punter's gone?
How are you going to outscore the soccer team?
Because you don't play any offense, right? That's required.
They will try to win games 11-6, like they usually do.
Yeah.
And they'll have a good defense, and yes.
They always have a good defense.
Torrey Taylor.
Yeah. They always have a good defense. You're not going to lose a game because you can't replace the punter.
Who was better, Caitlin Clark or the punter?
Oh, come on. Don't do this to me. Caitlin Clark.
Obviously.
But number two on... No.
No, the punter. You love the punter.
The punter was great.
The punter was great. He's going to have a good rookie season.
Best punter I've ever seen.
Iowa is probably going to... Could Iowa have a better season than Michigan in the Big Ten? I think they probably could.
Wow. So you're saying Michigan with one offensive player back?
I think they're going to struggle because of the schedule.
Is going to be as bad as Iowa with
they're going to struggle to score points. You look at their schedule. They've got Texas next week, right? And you look at Michigan's schedule, and it was put together like a team that was going to compete for a national championship. They've got their national championship. They're not competitive this year for a national title.
Wow.
I just don't think that's the case. I love watching Big Ten football. By the way, Northwestern.
Yeah.
Tomorrow opens on the lakefront.
I wish I could go to that game. Honest to God, even if I could just wander around and kind of be part of the crowd.
I'm looking forward to seeing what the atmosphere is like.
Yes.
I don't want to speak this into existence. How are they going to get people in and out of that stadium? 15,000 fans with cars that have to be parked. Isn't that going to be like just a recipe for congestion?
Yeah, I think there's such a limit of tickets that you're going to be parking and taking a shuttle.
I think I'm fearing I was there for graduation. So
yeah,
that was a bad experience in terms of trying to get out of there.
It's a fair
and
fear.
I wonder how are they going to move all those vehicles?
I don't know. There's nowhere to park, and you can't get on campus. They're not going to open up anything.
Sorry for bringing up that kind of silly thing.
No, I think it's a legitimate question.
It's a fan concern. On the field,
here's what I
also kind of dread, because I am a big David Braun fan. We've had him on this show a couple times.
Good man.
He's a tremendous football coach. Actually, he was a product of the North Dakota State team and program we saw last night give Colorado all it could handle. He was a defensive coordinator there for two national championship teams and staffs. David Braun is the reigning Big Ten Coach of the Year. But Miami of Ohio is coming in, Mully, not just because I'm a son of the MAC and I love my MAC-tion, but Miami of Ohio, defending champs, they could pull off the upset tomorrow. They could pull off the upset of Northwestern. I hate saying that.
Yeah,
but it won't surprise me.
This is MAC-tion!
Northwestern only a three-point favorite in that game. Started at 4.5, so people are on your line of thinking here, David.
I so hope I'm wrong. 630 texter. All right, did you text this money? As an Illini football fan, I'm not concerned about Brett Bielema at all. No hot seat. Give him time. Let him develop the program. After what we've been through, let's see where he can go. Where does all this hot seat stuff come from? Relax, DH.
That's where it comes from.
Give him time.
DH, relax.
This 4 years he's been there.
Yeah, but it's Illini years. It doesn't really. It's like dog years. You know what I mean? Only the opposite. You just
okay.
You got to give Illini years more time. Honestly, I mean, am I being wrong? Am I wrong about this, or am I understanding the way they operate?
Well, they can operate that way, but they, as we have discussed, are in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
they're in the Big Ten. There are 18 teams there.
I got to tell you.
They're competing against the Oregons and the USCs and the Ohio States of this world. You've got to have some urgency there.
Okay. The Hoosiers are no good. Michigan State.
What do you mean?
Purdue's
no good. The football program or the people?
No, I'm talking about like the power
index. Are you disparaging a people?
No.
My people?
Indiana, you know I love the state of Indiana.
You mean the IU football team is no good?
I'm talking about teams in the Big Ten.
They've got a coach, though.
But I'm saying when we start talking about the power index of the Big Ten, we're going over the really good teams and how – what about the bottom half of the league and how good? What happened to Michigan State? Well, they used to be a great program, a tough program, a place that you go into and they play tough defense and they'd have a running back who was sensational. But they've gone. I'm just saying, what the hell has happened to some of the football programs in the Big Ten?
It's a very good question. Michigan State, not what it used to be. You look around and you see a lot of things that aren't what they used to be. Indiana has a coach in Cignetti, I think, who's never had a losing season as a head coach. I think he could be experiencing his first. It's just so hard to, you know what it is, Molly? I think it's really interesting because you're right about looking at programs that have never experienced things they might be experiencing. We haven't, as a college football fandom, experienced what we're looking at this year, an 18-team league. So it's very difficult to kind of lump any of these teams and all of them in the same category.
Right.
There's two different Big Tens. There's two different styles of play. There's two different geographic regions, at least.
Well, it's
insane. But, Molly, you asked me how Iowa wins games without scoring points. Look at the rest of the Big Ten.
That's
exactly.
There you go. They play great defense, and you play those teams. That's a good point.
Rutgers won big last night, almost too big. Wani's guy, Greg Schiano, getting accused of running it up a little bit.
I like Greg Schiano. He's a good man.
Would he run it up a little bit?
He was here as an assistant coach, and he was
didn't answer the question.
He was down in Miami.
I think he might have run it up a little bit. What do you think, Alex?
I didn't catch the game. Okay. Did they play Howard?
I just read. Yeah, they played Howard, and it was as lopsided as you might think. But it's another story. We'll ask Wani on Tuesday.
Did they play Howard University, or was it just a guy?
Just a guy named Howard. Howard got really mad. He ran up a score.
Run up a score on him.
Poor Howard. It was 44-7. 44-7. And they scored a late touchdown that really upset the head coach. And so the Howard coach post game let him know. They turned the ball over. Here's the story real quick before we break.
Please.
Howard turned the ball over on downs with 15 seconds remaining. And instead of taking a knee, Rutgers handed the ball to freshman Antoine Raymond twice. Raymond gained 20 yards on his first carry, then punched it in from the 11 on the second. Yeah.
Well, that's running it up.
I get it. Yeah. So head coach Larry Scott had some words for Schiano after the game. And as much as I'd be happy for Antoine Raymond, I think there's a time and place for all those things.
What was the spread on that game? I'm just saying, if they needed the points to cover, then that's a coach trying to take care of the alumni. That's what they used to say
maybe
back in the day about Lou Holtz when he was at Notre Dame, that he was a cover machine. They knew what the number was and kept the alumni the alumni happy. The alumni always happy.
Yeah, I know, but I think there's no reason to do that. And
I want to let's get the spread. Let's get,
read the room. I'll try to find out the spread.
Yes. The Stephen F. Austin game. I don't know if you caught that. The score was 77-0. So I just researched it. Stubbs was telling me about it. It was 70-0 at halftime. So bad that they end up playing 5-minute quarters the rest of the way.
Really?
That's how bad the beating was.
Who did they beat?
They played North American Stallions. I don't know where that's at.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And so Stephen F. Austin and Howard, two guys.
So they red-granged them, huh?
It was 73 to nothing, 77 to nothing.
77 to 0.
Rick Grange. Was he 77? I could be wrong. I don't even remember the year 77.
So Stephen F. Austin and Howard, two guys felt a little slighted last night.
His name is Stephen Francis Austin, and he's standing there dominating the whole of North America. College football. 312-644-6767. We're having some fun on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Score.
Really make the playoffs. That's my goal. And then everything else handled itself on my side. So just make the playoffs and then, all-pro Pro Bowl, things like that.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Believe it or not, Jaquan Brisker. Haven't heard from him in a while. He's been hurt.
That's what his voice sounds like.
That's him. Good player. Got to be on the field.
Better than good when he's healthy.
Got to be on the field.
Difference maker when he's on the field.
Excellent player.
When he's not playing, the Bears are a different secondary. I think they have enough depth to absorb his loss if it comes this season in stretches, but let's hope that he can stay on the field for entire games, for entire months, and he plays 15 to 17 games. They've got a very good secondary. I like the way he's thinking. His goal is to make the playoffs. They should not be shy about embracing that. They have, as we began the show, we'll end it the same way. This is a playoff roster. All the machinations, all the maneuvering, all of the 52nd and 53rd guys going back and forth in state of flux. This is a playoff roster based on 1 through 40.
And based on that, you should download the Odyssey app. You just search for 670 The Score. You tap follow. You're going to get alerts on all of our Bears coverage. And since you can't get enough Bears, make sure you check out the Take the North podcast. It features a certain gentleman named David Haw and Dan Wiederer, and they break down the biggest storylines ahead of the new season. Follow Take the North on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
And we talk a lot about college football because tomorrow's a big day, and it begins Saturday. Tomorrow's August 31st. Right here on The Score, the debut show of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst. Paul Pabst from The Dan Patrick Show. He will be right here on The Score between 7 and 8 a.m. Get up early. Listen to Paul Pabst get you ready for a day of college football. It'll air weekly in that time slot on most Saturdays this fall. He'll talk mostly Bears, too, for the hour and other NFL topics mixed in. First guest tomorrow morning. Wow. Jarrett Payton.
There you go. That's good.
Jarrett Payton getting up early for Paul Pabst.
Yeah.
On the weekend, too.
I love Jarrett.
That must be a
great man.
That's a big show. Big day. Big day in college football. The Bears have the weekend off. The Cubs have a big series out in D.C., and the White Sox host the Mets. Garrett Crochet, Sean Manaea, big matchup Sunday at Guaranteed Rate. And then the big event of the weekend, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese tonight at Wintrust Arena, Sky versus Fever.
So how is Alex going to go to that game, take it all in, God knows what he's up to, maybe do some chanting, I don't know what your plans are, and then you got to get up in the morning and be here with David.
Oh, wait a second.
Inside the clubhouse.
He just informed me he's the producer for Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow morning. He's going out partying tonight.
Yeah, and for Paul, too. I got to be here. Yeah, that's from 7 to 8. So I got another early morning tomorrow.
Where are your priorities, young man?
I know.
They were at the
I almost said, basketball game. Dad, I got to give these tickets back for my birthday present.
Dad, I got to sell these tickets.
You got to sell them.
About $500 a piece.
He's going to walk in tomorrow morning. His face is still going to be painted. I mean, that's going to be embarrassing.
Still wearing
Bruce.
The 22 jersey.
Yeah,
Bruce is not going to be happy about that. By the way, while we're doing a little promotion about what we're doing this weekend, inside the clubhouse tomorrow morning, 10:30, Colson Montgomery is scheduled to appear. Colson Montgomery, the White Sox top prospect still?
Well, no. No, they've got a couple pitchers ahead of them.
Okay, top position player prospect?
Yes.
He is Triple A Charlotte, struggling this year.
I need somebody. Somebody close to me to get on his arse.
I'm not going to motivate him.
And motivate the Indiana schoolboy legend.
You know, we do have that in common.
Exactly.
We do have that in common.
He's an Indiana boy.
That's what he is.
Small town kid. Big city demands.
And he's not producing enough to get here.
What are you saying about me? Oh, him.
I'm saying... Put a boot on him.
I thought
Mr.
you were
Davis.
Saying I'm not producing. Okay.
No. Alex, I'm trying, Molly.
Oh, okay.
All day tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it because he's got to feel the pressure. They have brought up so many young players, and they have very little to lose by bringing up their top positional prospect. Why aren't they doing it? And how does he feel about it?
I mean, how do you feel about being a part? Would it be a blight on his career if he were part of the losingest team, even if he was a September call-up on the losingest team in the history of Major League Baseball? Maybe it's best to avoid that designation
and then come up next year
and be a superstar.
That's a good
and then
point.
You don't have to worry about it. Then you're a savior. You're not a part of this.
I think, I never thought of it that way.
Season.
He may be relieved he's not been called up. He
Seriously.
Can toil in obscurity down in Charlotte.
Hey, do all you guys talk about how you don't want to play for the Sox?
That's a good question. That's my second question. My first one is how was it growing up in Indiana?
It's a terrific question.
Thanks, Bruce. Looking forward to Bruce explaining that to me. And also, what else did we want Bruce to explain? I had a question for him about the Cubs, I think it was. Bruce does a lot of explaining between 9 and 11.
He's got some explaining to do. As we like to say.
He does. Maybe a little bit.
Don't forget to join 670 The Score at Rally House in Wrigleyville next Thursday, September 5th. Matt Spiegel and the Afternoon Show will be doing their show there from 2 to 6 p.m. Stop in to win prizes. Shop for all things game day. Visit rallyhouse.com to find the location nearest you.
Back to the Bears for a second. Fun exercise before we get out of here. We talk about Jaquan Brisker.
Yes.
If you were to look at their top five defensive backs, because they typically are in the nickel formation, Kyler Gordon is the fifth guy or the nickel back.
Yep.
How would you rank in order of importance?
Jalen Johnson, numero uno.
Okay. That's almost undisputed right now.
He might be number one on the defense, although Montez
Sweat. I still think Sweat is more indispensable.
I agree. I'm just saying he might be the better player, which is a controversial thing to say, but I think he's real good.
If you're ranking players relative to the rest of the league, I think Jalen Johnson is your highest rated player.
Okay.
On the entire roster.
Okay.
Even higher than DJ Moore.
Wow.
I think Jalen Johnson is probably where I would start with the Bears.
He's better at cornerback than DJ Moore is among all the
relative to the rest of the league. He's the bluest blue player.
Okay.
So I think he would be first.
Justin Jefferson and I got you. CD Lamb maybe, but I'd take Jamar Chase ahead of him.
I think you're right. But in the secondary,
I like what you're saying.
Jalen Johnson's numero uno.
Yes.
I think you could make the argument that when healthy, Jaquan Brisker's number two.
I don't know why you're calling him number two. I think he's a heck of a player.
Kyler Gordon could have a good argument as well.
I think you're right. You know how I feel about him. I feel like Jaquan Brisker is like the hitter the guy that can get some takeaways. I really like his
game. He's disruptive.
Game.
He's
very
active.
Much so.
And he'll
so
hit you.
I'm with you. So we go Jalen Johnson, then him, then
Gordon.
Well,
then Gordon.
Well, I guess so, because of his ability to do stuff off the
nickel
edge.
Nickel blitzer. He's versatile. Gotcha. He can cover the slot. He can go on the edge. He can do a lot of things. He's fluid. He's athletic. He also will he'll take your head off if you don't watch it.
Yeah, because he's on a breakthrough year.
He plays violently at times.
This is third year stuff.
Yeah, he's got to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think after him, you could make maybe – I think I'm curious about what Byard has left in the tank.
I think he's fifth.
You think that Tyreek Stevenson is fourth?
I do.
I like that designation.
I think because he's so important and because he's the guy they will pick on because they'll stay away – from the other guy.
The gap between, as much as we say about Jalen Johnson, and I think he is he's an elite cornerback.
I agree.
I don't think the gap between those two cornerbacks is as great as people think. Tyreek Stevenson plays with a confidence and an energy that makes him better than maybe his skill set is. And I mean that with all due respect. He's an athlete.
He's a player.
He's a physical player. He's what they would have called back in the day a cover two corner.
You know what the other thing is
But he can
him?
Play a lot.
He also has the gift of no memory. It seems like whatever happens, the next play, he's back and he's in the middle of it. That's what you have to have with your corners. Whether someone beats you or not, you got to win the next play, and he has that attitude.
773 says Jalen Johnson didn't even make the top 100. Are you nuts?
He went blue over that, man.
Yeah, but I know he was upset.
Not in the television show. They didn't even beep it.
No, because George McCaskey made sure that that was not going to be part of Hard Knocks. Good story, by the way, while we're talking about a lot of different Bears stuff. Patrick Finley talked to George McCaskey during an interview yesterday, and that's posted on suntimes.com and in the print version today. George McCaskey talking about how one of the things that stood out to me, Virginia McCaskey has yet to meet Caleb Williams. That's surprising to me.
Well, I mean,
she's around.
But I mean, how old is she now?
I know.
I'm not trying to be mean. I know that she's around. I mean, Virginia is an elderly woman.
I know. I mean,
Sister Jean probably hasn't met her.
It's inconsequential. It's just something that.
How old is Virginia?
She's got to be over 100.
Yeah.
101? Maybe 101?
She's over 100.
Alex is checking that out. We'll give it to Alex.
101. Today. You're right.
Yeah, see, that was pretty quick. I hope you're that quick tomorrow.
Yeah, I
101, man.
Got the Google machine ready.
So she is not yet Caleb Williams, not yet met Caleb Williams. Also, George will be relieved when the final episode of Hard Knocks is over. On Tuesday night, it ends.
Who's going to replace him? You said he'll be relieved.
He'll be relieved, not of his duties.
Oh!
He'll have a sense of relief.
I thought maybe there was a power grab going on inside the Bears.
Hard Knocks cameras left Hallis Hall yesterday.
Maybe they're building a new stadium and Kevin Warren has taken over.
I'm a little surprised Kevin Warren hasn't had a bigger role in Hard Knocks. I'm a little surprised we haven't seen him do his job more.
I think they've done a good job of kind of downplaying anybody other than, you know, the coach, the GM. I think they've done a really good job.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I worried about going in.
Did you see that Ian Cunningham The Athletic did an interview with a bunch of agents, and he was listed as the most likely next general manager. He's mm-hmm. regarded as the next general manager of name the team.
He definitely has a stellar reputation.
Yes, he does. Yes,
he does. Makes a good impression when he does have a speaking part of these press conferences.
I agree.
I think,
and also when the videos, remember them flying and stuff. Some of the Bears produced videos he's in.
It looks pretty cool.
It does look cool.
He looks like a cool guy, like very stylish.
Yeah. What's the connection to Arthur Ashe? Doesn't he have a connection there? Or something.
I don't know.
I'm just saying he's cool. I'm admiring him.
He is cool. I think he'll get a head coach or he'll get a general manager job. He turned one down. Didn't he turn down the Arizona Cardinals?
He turned one down.
I don't know about the wisdom of that.
If you have it, get the right job.
Yeah. Be in the right organization. He's in the right spot.
Do you want to go work for, you know, the Bidwell family, or do you want to maybe get a bigger spending team? I mean, you know, no offense to anyone, but I don't want to go deal with the Bengals because they've got this attitude of not spending money.
Well, you're talking about the difference, too, between Glendale, Arizona, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Chicago as a football city. That's an easy choice.
Well, Glendale's easy a great choice. Place to go.
For vacation.
Yes. And for, like, spring training.
And when you're 70. I mean, no doubt about it. But if you're a NFL executive and you want to be in a place that is passionate about where your sport, I just don't know if Arizona is the place you want to work.
And Ian Cunningham, if he is hired as a general manager, the Bears will be awarded 2 third-round picks, you know, whatever year he's there and then the following year. What? Why are you laughing at that?
I think it's great about your attention to detail with the draft picks.
I'm trying to keep accruing draft picks.
You are trying to get those draft picks.
You know what you can do with a third-round pick?
Oh, I know. You could trade it for
Matthew Judon.
Yes, that's what you wanted to do. But then if that would have happened, we would have criticized him the next morning. You know it would have happened.
I think they'd have been...
You would have criticized the next morning.
I disagree.
Or they could have drafted Bayless Jones. Two different ways.
That's a shot.
With the third round pick.
It's a shot.
That is a shot.
I like when Brandon's taking shots.
I like when Brandon jumps in. Yeah, jumps in. Take a gratuitous shot.
He's all chesty today with his political t-shirt.
Look at him. You know, I don't know who he's cheering for anymore.
Clark Reese, 2024.
I'm cheering for the WNBA. I'm a fan. They
you
got
have
me.
Angel Reese as vice president.
Yeah, from the shirt, it looks like vice president. Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Who's greater than, right? I mean, it's just that's all I'm saying.
It'll be a fun night tonight at Wintrust. That'll be a good night.
Yes, yes. And I'm glad one of us will be there. Not me.
Not me.
I'm flying.
Alex is representing the show.
I got to leave town for
unless weeks. Dustin shows up.
I got to spend Labor Day in Boston.
Well, you're going to have a great weekend.
I hope so. This is our final child drop off, my youngest heading to Boston. Not for the first time, but back to college. Got to load up the plane with stuff.
Her first day of classes without Macklin Celebrini at Boston U.
There you go. That's right. That's awesome. All right. We got Dan and Layla next. It's Mully and Haw on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.